I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
E-cigarettes seem to be everywhere nowadays. Invented by a Chinese pharmacist and patented in 2004, they first went on sale in 2010 and are now the most popular way to quit smoking in the UK. But although there's no smoke, there's certainly a fire of controversy around e-cigs, as I found out when I spoke to Linda Bald, Professor of Health Policy at the University of Stirling, who chaired a panel discussion about e-cigarettes at this week's NCRI Cancer Conference.
Well, there's a lot of controversy, and part of the confusion about e-cigarettes is about the role of nicotine, so the mechanism of what's in an e-cigarette. And of course, nicotine is the addictive substance in tobacco, but it's the tar that kills people. It's the 4,000 other chemicals that are in tobacco that are harmful and cause cancer. So in an e-cigarette, you have nicotine, you have other things like propylene glycol, you have some toxicants, but they're at far lower levels than in tobacco. But I think what's confused people, including in the media, is the fact that we've aligned tobacco with nicotine, and we've begun to believe that nicotine is evil or is a bad thing. But actually, we have nicotine replacement therapy, and that's what we use to help people stop smoking. So you're absolutely right that e-cigarettes could be a really promising way out of tobacco use, but we also have to be aware that there are things in them which we, for example, wouldn't want somebody who's never smoked to start using on a regular basis.
What are some of the questions about e-cigarettes that we need answers to, and how are people trying to find some of those answers?
So the big questions are on use, on safety, and on smoking cessation. So in terms of use, who is using e-cigarettes? And the big question there is, are they being used by smokers, or are they being used by people who've never used tobacco? And the answer to that question we sort of already have in many developed countries in particular. We know that the vast majority of e-cigarette users are either current smokers who are trying to cut down or stop, or they're ex-smokers who may have used an e-cigarette to stop. We know that amongst people who've never used tobacco, less than 1% of people who are using an e-cigarette are never smokers. So we can be relatively confident about that. In terms of safety, we have lots of unanswered questions. So that we know in the short term, they are safer than tobacco. They don't expose people to those tobacco-specific nitrosamines, which are the things that cause cancer. But we also know there are things like some metals in e-cigarettes, and we have to be careful about that. So, and the other really important unanswered question is, what are the longer-term implications of e-cigarette use? Inhalation of propylene glycol, for instance, and flavorings into the lungs. So those are questions. And then the final one is, do they help people stop smoking?
And do they? I mean, I see so many people going around, and so many of my friends seem to be using them.
So if you look at randomized control trials, we actually only have two high-quality trials, and they show that e-cigarettes are about as successful for stopping smoking as a nicotine product, nicotine patch. So kind of medium success. We have some observational studies where they've followed people up through time, and we know they're about 60% more effective for helping people stop smoking than using just willpower or buying nicotine replacement therapy over the counter instead of on prescription. So I would see them at the moment as a medium level successful smoking cessation aid. But I guess the key thing to emphasise is the technology is changing all the time.
There is a session this afternoon about e-cigarettes that's going to be looking at all these kind of questions and the research that's going on. What do you see as the future? How can this research be used to try and shape how people might be able to use them and the sort of regulations that might need to be imposed on them?
So the session is definitely going to highlight clearly the current evidence around safety and efficacy for smoking cessation, and hopefully give people more confidence that they are promising and take away some of the kind of heat from the debate and shed more light, if that makes sense. But I think potentially, advocates of e-cigarettes would say that they have huge potential to actually transform the landscape of tobacco use across the globe if they're allowed to be used by people who need to stop smoking and find them helpful. The downside is we also have a lot of regulation that's in place in some countries like Brazil and Argentina have banned e-cigarettes. So we have a very variable picture across the world. And in Europe next year, the Tobacco Products Directive will put quite strict regulations on e-cigarettes. So for governments, it's challenging. From a research perspective, what I would say as a researcher doing research on e-cigarettes is let's let this technology potentially help people. Let's not over-regulate so that we stifle the market, because at the end of the day, you can still buy tobacco cigarettes almost everywhere, and we don't want to disadvantage people from using something that is a safer alternative.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.